probably the Chinese ones, but we experienced
So that's the issue. I don't know if members have anything to say before the department. Estamos preparados.
We'll find the colors.
Okay.
Jimmy?
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, Honorable Member. I would like to start by apologizing for the abuse on your part. I would like to state that when I make promises to the committee that has provided, the report, apart from one of the reports that you mentioned, the blue and green are by due to some challenges in that branch. But for other reports I came to it, there were some standards I could not have paid to a secret and passed to the committee. I made notes on those reports and returned them to the team for correction. The part of my comments in the report is that we were not fully addressing the issues that we were trying to. For example, on the broker block, the committee asked as to who was involved in that broker block, who were the beneficiaries, how much the block, and so forth and so forth. And what I got was not exposed to council. That is why I returned. And the team has delayed in responding to all the issues. So perhaps the mistake I did, Chairperson, and I apologize for that, I should have maybe informed the committee that the reports are substandard and therefore there will be a delay in correcting such. But there is evidence, Chair, of those reports, of my note on the report, and that there was a follow-up on my part to see how far I need to correct it and how far I need to correct it. That's my submission, Chair. And I would then like to say that by the end of the week, whether I have all the answers or not, I'll submit to you. Thank you,
Chair.
Thank you, Chair. I don't understand the explanation given by the intelligence. Such a revision is easy to report. Going through the report was of a substandard. She should have told us that she didn't bring the report because it was of a substandard. To me, I don't think she should have reported that. The report, whether it's of substandard or it's of a quality thing, she should have dealt with it in her office. Coming before us is to see the report that the department said or decided to sit in order to come and present in front of the committee. So to me, I would say, Chairperson, even if you say that she's not undermining us, but the department is undermining us, it's not for the first time. let the department give themselves time of doing its work. They are not doing their work. We're not supposed to go there and oversee their work while they're doing it. They're supposed to do their work and check whatever they, when they come before us, for them is to bring the report that we wanted. Because what you want to see is not stories, or what you want to hear is not those stories, but to see the report, and also to see the services that is being done to our people nowadays. Not sitting around the table, coming up with those, or talking, using those big ways, doing whatever. But we want to see services. That's what we want to see. Thank you.
Jay, maybe I should just not say anything. But Jay, I don't accept the apology. The buck stops with the acting agency. If she cannot deal with the personnel, she will tell the minister, I cannot deal with this personnel, get someone else to do the job. The bottom line is they had a time line where we're on a blue green drop, we had 14 days. We didn't ask you to give. We asked you a question in the portfolio committee on do you know what is the status of our rivers? No answer was yes, but I bring us to the report. We gave him 14 days. It says that 14 days is a month now. No excuse, no written letter to say we've got these challenges or that challenges. That's why this department is in such a mess. Because nobody is taking the responsibility that has been given to them to deal with issues. And we will talk one meeting after another meeting today. This is not a once-off. It's happening now for the last 4.5 years. Nothing new. So, Chair, I don't know whether the Deputy Minister can come up with a better solution. But our time is also running out. We're at the end of the year. Next year, we start early in the year and we don't know how our program would look like. That means these answers, the middle of next year, whoever sits here will receive those middle next year if they are reminded about the outstanding issues. This portfolio committee. So, Chair, I don't buy any of the excuses, and I think that the Deputy Minister must take full responsibility how to deal with this.
Thank you. Jerry. But Makhawan is correct. Have bus stops with our comforts. Whoever that comfort has wanted it to be, then give it one in hand. The bus stops with our comforts. Yes, you might take an interest in asking pertinent questions like whether you have, there is rather any recourse for those that expect us to do their work. As they do not do their work, whether you do have any recourse of that. And what does your performance contract say about those that are expected to do their work? Obviously, must be a performance measure. You are expected to do the following and you're not doing that. There must be a recourse. Indecision will always find out in the situation where we're not going at. Indecision has such a challenge, a big one. Where there is no decision, we are forever going to be in the situation we're in. Thank you. Now that's the challenge we are in. Members are very spot on. We have been expecting
expecting to get a number of reports, and also expecting to get the department to move forward at a pace expected. Yes, you have been doing a few other things right, but on these specific ones, these are simple, straightforward issues that have been responded to at some point in time. Unfortunately, we are in the situation where we are in now. We hear your commitment at the end of this week. Your report I will give you on. We have these experiences. You want to comment to this?
Something must be done in the office. We cannot wait like this. Very embarrassing and sometimes and short. I must say, sometimes you feel like you look at me here to listen to this kind of question. Because we are responsible for such a thing. We must account for everything that's happening within the department. I want to say again, Mr. Chair, that partner is closing next week. I mean, that week of December. And the committee is saying that they want you for a major step. And I do want to promise that before we go, we make sure, because, when you have something to do, you work even over the weekend. For you to make sure that you have the report, you don't have Sunday to celebrate. So, even if it means the work over the weekend, we'll make sure that before you close, there's a short time there. And I want to say again, want to apologize because I'm part of the department, and I'll make sure that before we close, you get the support. That's all I can say concerning this shape.
No, but that is a response from the department, the Deputy Minister, and also the MDG, promising that these reports shall be available to us by Friday. You see, we will be making a statement at some point, to your officials. And the simple statement would have been about the failure to plan. Plan failed now. The unfortunate part to be very blunt about it. Ideally, where you are set as DG, if people don't do their job, it's going to fire. It's part of your performance management or merit structure. That's what I'm talking about in division. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. That's a typical role of a manager. To plan and execute. If there is no touch, you are going to find a department of culture. To put it blunt, you are literally failing to protect the minister and your minister. And to be more blunt, you are failing the ANC government. That's what you're doing in a nutshell. Whether you're doing it consciously or unconsciously is a big question. Okay, the deputy minister has promised us that we shall be receiving this report by Friday. We have members of parliament here. To be very frank, who may just not be believing in such, who shall seem to be. We shall see when it happens. I would have read the body language of the members. And the body language doesn't favor anyone. It speaks volumes. I can only plead with members here that let's give the deputy minister the benefit of the doubt. I can only plead. Reading the body language itself in an explosive manner, we'll see what happens. Okay, members, I'm not expecting much, frankly speaking, from our time. Except to say, see what it happens. That's of course, but I can speak on behalf of members here, pleading with members. Let's allow opportunity by Friday, and Monday we get the report by 12 noon. I will find one. Okay.
Yeah, not sure. I want to check on what I see, but who's the worrying factor to say? When you are something in your case, so seeing you have problems, but you are not told about those problems. What are the problems you must report? This is what I wanted to find. Because we speak on they're waiting for the report, but the reports are not forthcoming. And then we don't really understand what is the problem. The problem is not working, or the problem is that people are not willing to give support. Can we get what is exactly happening in the administration? Thank you.
Chairperson, my colleague has asked a question concerning the mere fact is that it's not of our concern what the problem is. The DG, as you stated, must deal with the issues. We don't want to get involved in their administrative problems. We want the report. Chair, I just want to add something that you said, and you're right, but we should not even see it that way, where you said that they have failed the ANC. Say they have failed the people of South Africa. That's the bottom line. We all sit here representing the people of South Africa, and they are failing the people of South Africa. And Chair, you're right. I would even put money on it. We want the report. And if we see the report, the question will be, will the content of that report mean anything to us? You know, in Afrikaans, there's a word that is gatvol. Unreal gatvol for this department. With all respect, we are really getting excuses of the excuses.
Okay, thanks for that additional point. That is exactly the point about us as members of parliament encroaching on the operational day-to-day activities of the department. We prefer not to be involved, and by right we are not supposed to be involved. So, yeah, correct, Mr. Barton. At the end, the people of South Africa, we want to improve their lives for the better culture. Have we failed? Here's my. Let us go for it. And expect that report. And we told you on that note of planning to expect that report so that you receive it by noon on Friday. As I said, the members have expressed themselves with their body language, and you're starting to come. Members coming up with questions. Yeah, like Dr. Pavin, which is bordering on encroachment on the operational activities as to what is the problem. There, I can assure you, you are going to be unraveling all sorts of, you know, internal operational issues, which we don't have much of interest in. We are better off to deal with those, yes, the accounting officer and also the executive. Mr. Barton is very specific. He went further to use, should I say, an unparliamentary language. One with the acronyms, the GV language. Anyway, members, that's in a nutshell what we are confronted with, unfortunately. Okay, we expect that for 2 minutes Friday in the morning so that Maria can circulate that to us. Right. I shall then at this point give over to you, Mr. Taylor. We do have apologies, two sets of apologies. We have one, which is written apology by Mr. Ricardo. Mr. Nguyen only was running late. Due to traffic jam, and Mr. Ingostevico, he sent you something there. Okay, that's it. Let me.
Thank you very much.
service, the last time that we were here, we are unable to make a full presentation on the public evacuation program due to the need for the department to collect information from various provinces. We are expected today to give a comprehensive report concerning two provinces, the Northern Cape and Eastern Cape. I also want to thank the members in the chair for giving us another chance to give report. And we went back to do the right thing, which means to come up with the comprehensive report, which last time we did not do. I also want to thank the train station for inviting the MECs and also the board members. I feel that they will also be able to give us the answers concerning the public adaptation. The gist of public adaptation program is that the goal is for the department to finalize the public adaptation program, which I think we are at this point quite late. I know that the public is finishing in March, and I'm hoping that the presentation which will talk to you, member of parliament, will give us that hope. We're expecting to give two presentations, the negative and positive. I've already alluded to the issue of situation in this country, but it is now given back to them, which I hope that we start to do as soon as possible. The activity will take us to the people that are there on the helping and also helping us to do the presentation. Congratulations on the presentation to the rest of the introduction. But those people that I hear, the people who know, you know, but I see some other things that myself I can do. So I'll request the FPC to assist me in that. Thank you, FPC.
I think the best way would be if somebody is to give their report or to answer some of the questions that Secretary should send introduce him or herself, because we're just talking about place, but we're missing some of those people that we mentioned earlier.
Yes.
But and Chairperson, over to you.
Oh, sorry, Chairperson,
and the principal is welcome.
Okay, let's move to speech if we can.
Yeah,
it's okay. Yeah.
Sorry, Chair. The presentation of the presentation will be done by Ms. Makatini.
Yeah, let's do that.
And then.
Let's do that.
Which Chair? I'm going to do a presentation on higher education. The first slide that we should be applied three. We said that the first step final two bring the quality the line in the nature of education because we all know from the beginning how that quality defines basic sanitation. It defines it as a lower cost appropriate system, and it also defines it as toilet and hand washing facility, and that must be safe for use. The facility must also consider natural resource protection and it must be socially acceptable. And the service basically looks at environmentally sustainable service, safe removal of human waste and grey water, and wastewater from the territory. The next answer will be goals. Notwithstanding the fact that we know that there has always been, I think the first budget eradication carry date was 2016. We had some delays, hence we are here today, and we acknowledge that perhaps we have not done very well, and we are trying to make sure that we keep all the mistakes and the latest project completion date that we are going to call the first actually was March 2019. And I must also mention that National Treasury took an effort in making sure that this program is fully funded. As a result, some of the water service infrastructure and water projects were stopped in the interest of participation so that we needed because we all needed to prioritize and we felt that it was a good initiative by National Treasury. Out of the 2018-19 budget of eradication, 608 million, which are the water service infrastructure grant, was allocated to sewer collector infrastructure. And then 440 million, which is an RBD for bulk infrastructure pipelines and pump stations, was allocated to budget eradication. Maybe at this stage, I need perhaps to bring the committee in line with how we define the sewer house connection as well as the sewer collector network. As you can see in the picture, the sewer house connection is collecting flat toilet facility from the private property to the sewer collector network outside the yard. And then the sewer collector network, which is a pipeline collecting wastewater sewage from house collectors, and then it will be capable to spread that this pipeline to allocate towards the bulk sewer main. And the bulk sewer main is the project level. It's the pipeline conveying now sewer towards the wastewater treatment waste, which generally will be capable, but also includes right main where pumping is required. And then we said that we also need to share with the community that minimum standards for basic toilet structure, which is approved by SAPS and SANS 10400,
The remarker that they basically looking at the fitness of the slab, that got measurements that the slab can comply with, as well as the pedestal, the contractor, as well as the door. And all the work has been done according to this standard, and we will continue to make sure we adhere to this. We also felt that we needed to take the community to the details of the cost guidelines, because the British state where was that they don't have cost guidelines for the bucket eradication problem. The cost per toilet is between 11,500 and 16,000, including house connection. Water recirculation generally is within the standard, the national standard of pipeline, as you can see, capacity, as well as the sewer recirculation. That also is guided by the national standard. Then there's the health and hygiene, which is the hand washing facility, and the amount for that is 445,000 rand. And then the P's and G's, that also is guided by the public works and guidelines, which is around 8% and 10%. So we don't go beyond that, because it is regulated as provisional and general. So the actual BDP cost to date, we broke it down per project, which is six beds. You can see it's 17 million, that was valued for toilet. Sewer is 31 million, and then with six beds. As you can see, as you move to the other pages in the presentation, you'll see that for water, in some instances, were not installed water. That's why you do not see the cost. But in general, for the whole of every day, we have spent 193 million for toilet. For sewer, we have spent 390 million, and for water, we spent 60 million. The status of the project, okay? The problem is four provinces. We managed to educate in Northwest to eradicate the buckets in formal areas, because our problem is only limited to buckets that were in formal areas. We do know and appreciate the fact that there are buckets that are still remaining in informal settlements, and old informal settlements and new informal settlements. But as per our program, that has been discussed with our colleagues from COMCAC, and our colleagues from human settlements, because those informal settlements, they are saying that their budget will be eradicated together with the eradication of housing in those particular areas. So we are currently left with a pre-state, which is work in progress for 2018-19, and Northern Cape, which is still work in progress in 2019. I'm going to begin with Northern Cape, which has five projects that require sewer collectors and bus mates to allow for functional sanitation services. The department has since commissioned our internal construction unit, and my colleague is the head of our internal construction company, Kwalibane. Kwalibane is the one who is leading the teams on the ground, and he's will be utilized for completion of four of the five projects in Northern Cape. The one project that is not going to be part of construction, it was the arrangement with the district municipality water service authority in that area, which is the David Krupa local municipality, which received the Wisdom Schedule 5 grant allocation, and was agreement that they will use that allocation to deal with their bulk sewer line. Now, as you have always been, as the committee, you have always been mentioning the fact that in some instances we were reporting that we have toilets in particular areas, but they were not flushing What we then did is that let's have a slide that explains exactly those toilets that are not that are there but they are not connected, so that you can then see that our work in other areas will not be focusing on toilets, because toilets are already existing, but our work would be looking at how do we then connect those areas. Mthandaneni, which is in the Bridge Town, there are 398 toilets that are connected, but we do feel that upgrade is required, and we're looking at oxidation points. I must say, Chairperson, that we had a very tough discussion with the team, knowing that we're coming to the committee that is forever saying that why do we stick to civil engineering when we are looking at addressing some of these projects. And I have said to the team, you still have a slide to say, much as initially would have played oxidation cones and one, but there are other mechanisms that we are trying to bring in place where we are looking at how can innovation assist us in dealing with this. The issue of using chemicals, the issue of using some other mechanisms of dealing with the waste will be introduced in the presentation you'll see. So it may have said oxidation cones, but I've said, let's have someone who's just going to be looking at innovation. Let's bring in more innovation so that we can even cut the cost. Specifically on those areas where that we are going to be going on the Christmas, the holiday season, we the team visited some areas and they discovered that waste is on the street. And I've said to them that we are not going to wait for civil work to come in. That those are the areas that we are going to be appealing to the DG to assist us to make sure that we get procurement, just to get those chemicals so that we can just, people can maybe for this specific season be in a position where they can enjoy their home without all this. So we are looking at that check. We are looking at not only looking at civil engineering as mechanical engineering, but bringing in other innovation methods to deal with the problem. The brickwork sites, there are 475 toilets. They are not yet connected. We are waiting for installation of the pump station and construction will drift with that one. And in Cape Town as well, we are looking for the construction of an outdoor sewer and pump station, which is required to make the new municipal proposed oxidation pond. And then in Sasabane, I would just zoom into those that are not connected. In Sasabane, Mazdeng, we have got 392 toilets, they are not connected, the network expansion is required, our door construction will deal with that one. In Posting, we have 219 toilets, they are also not connected, the network expansion is also going to be dealt with by our door construction company. And then there is also the issue of who will be in quality. I think at this stage, Chair, we all know the weaknesses of it.
Can we just get one clarity so that we continue understanding exactly what it is that we're talking about? When you say there at Mthandaneni Bridge Town, 398, you're talking here of 398 housing units having to have one toilet in that one specific house. That's what we're talking about. Are we together, members?
And then Ubuntu is that very famous area, Ubuntu municipality, where we were said to have built toilets without beneficiaries. It was an arrangement with the former DEP team with the municipality, where the municipality had asked the DEP team because they had hoped that they were going to be bringing in a house in those areas. And then our team was asked to build solid structures in stands where the others were not occupied at that time, others were occupied. So what we did in the municipality, we built 809 solid structures that were constructed. 363 out of those, the stands were occupied at the June 2016 642 occupied 10 by July 2015 to 2018, which means now, Chair, we have now managed to make sure that all those toilets that were built in cells that were not occupied, that now the people are dead and those cells are occupied. However, the contractor completed all toilet structures without beneficial on site at that particular time. And the municipality had suggested that they were going to assist with the relocation of families to the new toilet, which did not happen. As a result, the structures were vandalized. We are currently busy with discussions with this particular municipality to see how can we together salvage this one. We will send this report. There's going to be a meeting next week where we are dealing with this particular project. So it's just one of those that really went very, very bad. But we are working on it, watching how to deal with it. Another one that we have even flagged and it's in red is the soil striking municipality, which was dealt with. I will perhaps ask my colleagues to explain when I finish my presentation if they want to give more details. But this was, they were the implementing agent in soil striking. 666 soil strikers were completed. The challenge was that it was very poor workmanship by the contractor, which was later aggravated by vandalism. But we are also looking at engaging our colleagues from the unit, making sure that this also is finalized. And then the Nisakaban Indian Pilots, which is post unit, must be removed by the considerable volume of gravel, must still be done. That's all then, in another case, it would deal with those ones, the connections, as well as the Ubuntu municipality, the soil striking, and removing rivals in Sakabal municipality would then have dealt with eradicated a bucket in another case. Then you go to Free State. In Free State, there were two contractors that were appointed in the province. One contractor, which was appointed by Bloom Water in 2013, and that contract was later signed to the department in 2016 and work and it completed its work in station project. And 13,880 packets were completed by this contractor. Then the contractor two in three states which was issued with a notice of intention to terminate the relationship after the contract lapsed in March 2018. And in both in the contractor two scenario, we have then decided that we are going to engage our internal construction team to take over that work. Challenges that we are facing from a construction point of view is that in some instances the work designs that were made were done by this contractor. We are looking at this stage, our engineering team is looking to check whether are we taking those engineering designs that they are, which is not encouraged in our field. You would prefer that an engineer implements and supervises his own design. But we are at that stage where we are trying to make sure that we salvage whatever that we can salvage. But we are at that stage where we are looking at those designs and seeing whether we can do that. And then in Free State, I would also maybe in Free State check, just zoom into those areas that are not connected. Namezi, one of the invest dots is 191 packets, roof bill is 756 packets, service seal is 1,500 packets, Virginia is 2,240 packets, Hennemann is 1,420, Frederford is 1,120, Hillsborough is 1,100, Villiers is 1,066, Cornelia is 602, Tuelia. This is where it's now going to be going, and Twelve, which is in the Mapube area. I'm going to deal with that now, check what. In some projects, in some instances, the houses still use a bucket in the RDP local houses. And it was excluded from the original scope of work in Mapube. The WSA and human settlement are engaging on funding for this project. But the structures were built. In Frankfurt, again, so in Frankfurt, they are not connected. In Frankfurt, The challenge we are having in Transport is water. The main problem is that we are having very intermittent water supply in the area which is compromising the sanitation sensitive. Houses in the RTC low-cost units, the houses are still using buckets, which was also excluded from the original scope. Again, here the WFA and the human settlement are engaging on funding for the particular project. The same with the project. So in both Frankfurt and in Marquardt, the biggest challenge here is that much as we're progressing and we've implemented quite a number of buckets, the issue of water is still a problem as well. And then in Soto, Senegal, and Crocodile, again, there's a problem with water in Soto. Water supply requires grey water circuit, which is grey water quality plant, and we've invited our drug construction team to look at sewer collector systems that must be connected to the back sewer main and pump station. As well as in Crocodile, we are also using our own internal construction company for sewer collection systems to be connected to the bulk main and then to the wastewater treatment plant. In Kentwana, in Lindley, sewer unfortunately in this particular area is not reaching the rainwater circuit. Again, there's also a challenge with water in Kentwana. There still has water supply challenges. And then in rain, we are dealing with bulk sewer. The rate is also not connected despite the fact that there are 739 toilets that are there. Bulk sewer main and pump station is required. Our drug construction has been given that opportunity to go and assist there. And then in Kentwana, in Arlington, 1,192 toilet buckets that have been eradicated, but there is inadequate water supply. Drug construction is there also to provide a water tank and grey water package plant to be connected to the pump station as well as bulk sewer main. The same with Petros saying there are 960 toilets, they are not connected. The bulk sewer main to be constructed, drug construction has also been mandated to do that. In health of this, 120 toilets are connected. But sewer main is required to allow units to be connected to the wastewater treatment plant. In Tokoyoko, this bill, 1,290 toilets have been erected, but again here we also have a challenge with the connection of the sewer main and then the pump station to allow units to be connected to wastewater treatment plant. Drug construction has also been asked to deal with this one. As I indicated to the president, I have requested the team that we cannot wait for the civil works and the technical works to come in. We will then see to it that we get some mechanisms, bring in some innovation just to deal with the areas where the sewer is finished. And then the breakdown of outstanding work now, the project. I'm going to start with you say, in feedback, 12 and 18 toilets that are not flushing. In Senegal, 2,425 toilets that are not flushing. In Crocodile, 3,379 toilets that are not flushing. In Arlington, 1,192 toilets that are not flushing. In Petros State, 960 toilets that are not flushing. Reef, 739 toilets. This is 1,479. Toilets that are not flushing. In Northern Cape, Northern Cape in Bloemfontein is 287 toilets that are not flushing. In Campbell, 596 toilets that are not flushing. In Marantay, 134 toilets. Port Vila is 149. Mutua de Musa is 66. And Port Vila is 97. All in all, there are 12,221 toilets that are not flushing, but they were built. And all these ones, we have all given them to draw construction to fix it that they flush as soon as possible. In case where they are not flushing, we then get before we finish, we need to bring in the innovative elements to make sure that people are able to just spend their time in peace. Market eradication project that will be done by Dwa Construction now is looking at the magnitude of the task that is facing our team. Today there are 7 out of 13 projects that will go, because as I indicated that we are re-scoping, redesigning in some instances, and then also whilst we're doing that, other teams are on site doing surveying. We are busy also with the procurement of materials all over for Northern Cape as well as for Free State. The first two of collector pipelines for the 7 projects out of the 13, we are looking at 6,105. But two mains, we are looking at 32,239 meters. It's quite a huge task that is facing the team. We have sat down and you are going to look at what you are going to do. It may not be the way we want it. It may not move the way we really want it to move, because we have to do a quick job, but we also need to make sure that we are up to standard and good quality workmanship. So this is the cost estimate of those projects that have been scoped and the quantities have been quantified. And then the proposed program for Northern Cape Chair, this is where now I know that the committee may not be pleased with this. The post list, we are looking at May 2019. That's Northern Cape. In Marantan, we are looking at May 2019. In Griffostad, we are looking at August 2019. Campbell, December 2019. Then we have set out, we have tried to achieve. We may still improve on this, because we were looking at people may have to wait until birthday. But unfortunately, the challenge we are having with our construction sector is the fact that everybody closes. Even the guys that would provide with material will be closed. But now we are going to negotiate with organized labor and see how they can assist us. Perhaps we go on 3 shifts to make sure that this work continues. That is one mechanism that I normally would bring in instances like this in water projects, where we work right around the clock. It takes a toll on the people around the area, but it will also maybe come a slightly more expensive, because then you will need to get all the resources on site working 24 hours. But that is where I am going. So this one was programmed using your normal time frame. But I'm trying to force the team that we go for 3 shifts, because I think that we don't have the choice. So this may improve if we go for 3 shifts. But we also need a consent. That's why we couldn't put it here. We need consent from the municipality, because some people would complain of the noise, because we will not switch off our equipment, but we also need consent with organized labor. That part is the part that we have still not done. But we are hoping that perhaps we can cut, if we bring in a third shift, we can cut this labor by another 2 or 3 months. And then in Free State, in Clocoland, in Pickback, we are looking at finishing in June 2019, in Clocoland, March 2020. Senegal, March 2020, Arlington, March 2020, Reef, December 2019, Central State, March 2020, Dillsville, March 2020. As I indicated, Kevin, this was excluding the third shift. So we will try as we meet with our management and try to improve on this time frame. The BEP, which is 2017-18 and 18-19 budget for WISA, the budget was 582, and for RB that was 1718, for RB it was 397, and then 582 was spent, and then 341 was spent. The variance was 55 million. In 2018-19, the budget, as I indicated, is 608 and 440, and then there's that 5B that we spoke about, that other municipality that is going to do its project, its development.
Okay.
Is that So, the all in all, this year is we are talking and proposing. The research allocation for 2018 is that we get into 208. Less payment to date on VP, we are sitting at 295. And less payment 119 for KZL Zululand, which we paid 27 million. For Northwest, we paid much today and around 91 million. These we are poor and successive that came from last financial year. Unfortunately, despite the fact that we have long research for specific budget, but we then had to take changes once because this project has been carried over from research the other financial year when research was still doing more. And then we also have invoices at hand. Room water, they are charging us 82 million, my colleague, and given water, they are giving us, they've given us a 10 million invoice in Baradani, they've given us 52 million, so we are hoping that we'll be able to take this invoice to the our team, especially the quality surveying team, which is going through this invoice. And then we try now to zoom into the several interactive sessions that we had where there were outcomes, where there were sessions where there were other alternative methods that we were advised the department to bring in. As I indicated, that the committee also has always been very vocal in making sure that our programs are not only engineering projects. Now, the water start is the problem statement as per those commissions were the issue of water scarcity and the issue of drought and availability of water. And then there was a proposal that there was the need to reduce and recycle and as well as use grey water for flushing. Grey water recycling systems have been installed in Greece, in Lindsay, and are to be installed in Senegal and Arlington. They are going to be installed in Bridgetown installed a low flush toilet and all toilets are can use a 6-meter toilet system. And then the other problem statement was the rejection of alternative technology solutions by communities. The perception all over is that the flushing toilet is the only toilet that brings dignity. And anything less than flushing is not acceptable. This is where then we are saying as a department that as an alternative to conventional use of individual and dominant conservative tanks to collect sewage in those days. But also, this particular area here is the one that I have requested the team that we need to engage further with our colleagues from CSIR as well as the Water Research Commission and look at other alternatives technologies that are there. I do agree that we are not done with the department in alternative technology. It was not only the department's problem. I remember when we started with, when we were part of the Troika, that when we started this group, okay, it was actually coming from the premiers in those particular provinces that they did not want anything less than that. So in general, as well as the municipalities. So in general, we have also said that as a department, we need to embark on a serious community awareness program on saving water. And also introducing and promoting alternative sanitation and technology solutions so that we can explain how these things work and why we think as a department that they can still be perceived as being decent. You really don't have to flush in order for you to have a decent sanitation. And then the other point was the expansion of the technology solution to eradicate bucket toilet. This one is the one that I said that we'll be looking at the research development as well as the innovation pilot. And I was saying to the team, let's do it with this bucket right now. So that because we are supposed to be the leader of the sector. So that by the time even maybe human sentiment takes over and deals with those allowances, this whole issue of alternative technology would have been introduced. As I indicated, that We are also planning to use additives, which are chemical solutions to decompose and reduce blood in the wastewater treatment work. Instead of upgrading wastewater treatment work, we are looking at a program, and I know that there are companies that have been approaching us to say, instead of upgrading, why don't you find other methods of keeping that wastewater treatment the size, but find an alternative way of decomposing. So we are looking at that as well. The honey cycling, my colleague likes honey cycling, and I was telling him that instead of honey cycling, it is more expensive. Let's do a cost-benefit analysis. How much does it cost to honey cycle? These are being the chemical solutions, but it does look like the chemical solutions are working out cheaper than honey cycling. Thank you very much, LPM. Thank you very much, Committee Anfa.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
Thank
you. No further comments. And perhaps also if there are any additional issues from any of the water boards or the provinces, whether MC or HOC, so that we have one full picture. No further comments from any of the water boards. No further comments from any of the provinces, from the construction unit. You ready?
Yeah, we are.
You're convinced. Huh?
We are here.
I'm reading the body language.
Chair, I just want to highlight two issues. One, the issue of water scarce areas. South Africa is one of the water scarce countries, and I think this is the right by saying we have to look at other opportunities. I know that in the cabinet, Minister Kubai Dwane was saying she has been writing letters to various departments to say they have solutions in the department in terms of science and technology. So I think it's something that we need to follow it up, check, because it is not possible that we say we are going to look at the technology of the issue of flushing toilets. We need to look at other alternatives, check. Like, I know that formerly we were talking about, it's not all about flushing, so I don't know where we are in terms of that, follow that pattern of looking at technologies that are actually not using water. And I know that, check, that also the issue of expanding the wastewater works, Chair, is going to cost a lot of money. Because I was in, I will share this with you as members, that we have invited all of the members by the Ekurhuleni. They were taking parliament to people. And one of the issues that was raised all the time by ordinary people on the ground was saying, the overflow of all our wastewater works and which are contaminating our Fog River is because of the number of, I want to put it as they put in the meeting, they said because of foreign nationals that are here in South Africa and most of the time toilets also, it's part of one of the issues that even health is complaining about number of people that are there, migrating of people to bigger areas. But this time, we're talking about three states and Northern Cape. But I want to highlight that there's that issue of people migrating. And I think we need to be serious in saying, are we really saying we are going to take money and expand the wastewater instead of looking at other solutions like composting, like, I don't know, I'm not a scientist, but there are areas or maybe countries that could actually advise us in terms of how do we deal with, you know, the sludge. Maybe in some areas they also use sludge to become a fertilizer. I know that I've visited one of the countries where they were showing us that they don't have big wastewater, but the chemicals that are shrinking the sludge into a small and then again turn the sludge to be the energy user, like the coal. And I don't know that the human waste can turn to be a coal, but in other countries they are far ahead with what we do, like in terms of expanding what we have, because we are receiving more and more people, and I think the Free State also might have, we're not only here in the Gauteng, where people are complaining about the number of people that are migrating to the town. So that's what I wanted to say, Chair. I wanted to say maybe we need to be serious in terms of looking at other solutions. Thank you very much.
I assume that when we talk about other alternatives or innovation,
yes.
You are also making reference to the imperative session that the Department of Minister had on the 10th of November. That the Water Research Commission has been hard at work in getting a buy-in from the department in making use of these innovations that are of a European origin, especially that are quite cost-effective and also efficient. It has always been our interest in the Committee of Parliament that we if we have forced the department to work with Water Research Commission, and then I'm using an unfortunate word by saying force, because immediately the department would say yes, there is a working relationship with the Water Research Commission. But the reality is it has not been translated into action. It has always been about talk. Because when action is expected, you see a different solution from wherever. So this has been the experience that also themselves, Water Research Commission, they have been crying foul about. So that would be one area of interest. I am following the statement made by CDG for infrastructure, of course, in this case dealing with the budget eradication program. That this program, the first target you are saying was 2015, and someone else would say the first target was 2016. What of interest to me is the fully funded nature of this program. That's what I'm hearing. A target is set for March, end of March 2019. That's what I'm hearing. If you can comment on that. The last question I would have is for the fire director response. Of those that are being owed by the department, are there any that are being investigated by the SIU? In the case of them being investigated by the SIU, we continue paying them. Sulaimana, Hugo. You have your hand up. Okay, sorry.
Thank you very much, Chair. Good morning, colleagues, ladies and gentlemen. DM, morning.
Morning.
Morning,
Mr. President. I will not go back to what I approved, what I think the chairperson has already said. You know, when you comment, the DM, water is scarce. Yeah, we will hear that water is scarce. We do hear that. There might be more scarcity by 2028 if we don't take care of our water. We are looking at the issue of power storage, the maintenance of dams. Let me know that water is scarce. Are we doing something to ensure that there's regular maintenance for all dams? The removal of what you call it, silt. What you call it, silt in our dams. When it rises in this winter, are we ensuring that these things is happening? Because it should be done regularly. It's natural that sand will be flown through every time there's rain. But what do we do then after that? The issue of water pollution. You know, not that they say water will be scarce because it will not be rain. We'll see rain, we'll see water flowing, but it won't be drinkable. It won't be drinkable. It will be there. There will be just a little water that is palatable, that's drinkable. So everyone will be fighting for that little water. Hence we say water will be scarce if we don't ensure that water is not polluted. Because now we have noticed. Go anywhere around the country. We have been to Mpumalanga. Everywhere we have been, Mpumalanga, we have been to Free State. Now it was Val, around Mfuleni, Val. I once said, you know, Val is very much stressed. It comes out clean from the sewer, very clean. But when it gets in, that's where it ends up to be clean. Down the stream, down the river, somebody is polluting. They're doing nothing. They are doing nothing, absolutely nothing. Another issue is DM, water scarcity. If there are people who have more water rights, the minority than the majority, they are able to store a lot of, you said you have 5,000 dams, that's what you're saying. We have 5,000 dams, but we only own 300 to 400, that's the department. What about the 4,500 dams? So there are people who are owning a lot of water. The example is the one that we had where one had to release water and said now, because there's drought, as people are doing a geisha for South Africans, I am releasing part of my water to the people. Oh, it means there is water somewhere. When the time of scarcity comes, few will be having a lot of water and the majority will be dying. So you must be looking at those issues. As a department, what are you doing to ensure that people, this water thing is distributed to everyone who's in here? Because we are in budget eradication, let me come to budget eradication. I'm just saying that the emperor, we must open our minds on these issues. You don't have to just talk and say, hey, this is happening, there will be scarce, what, but your mind does not go beyond that. You don't have a problem. Mm. You don't have a problem.
Yeah.
Right, this pole shifting, I nonsense in you. This pole shifting, I don't see you in here. Every time, you know, 25th March, and you like March, and you like March. I don't know whether March is a, you like it, I don't know. Is the eye of the white one, which was seen by the without whatever, without this, whatever, just the eyes of March. You like March? Yeah. And when Mr. Paul has to approach that March, now you start to start digging for the boat. How do we shift the boat from March to somewhere else?
And why are they even talking about the boat? Hey.
Maybe if they talk about Taka, it's not even the day where Misha was born. why are you shifting this thing? I'm having a problem with the department. You say in your report the treasury, you say treasury came with a date. They said by March 2019. How? Well, no, what did you say? What did you do, Nina? So if a person can't know, hey, at 12 o'clock you must come, you must do 1, 2, 3, 4. It's not responsible to say, hey, I'm using public transport. I'm not going to use my own car. There's traffic, there's what. I cannot do 1, 2, 3, 4 on that particular day. Can you give me time to give my own day? And then you come with your own day. Nina, you just agreed, okay, 30 March 2019. But then, let's assume that. Yes, okay, assume that these things are described, that was 2020 that you have to be put in a room. With all the problems that you have put in your presentation, be honest, will you finish by the set date, the global 2020? And what informs those, the target? What informs those targets? Because it's not, you must tell us, no, now we have decided 2020. What informs you? Did you do your own practical research or you thumbs up? The committee will need a date. Because you know what? We need a date. 2020. Now, because you know that we now have the problem with March, now you have just distributed this December thing, the June, and now we are not even aware. When you're in June, we cannot follow up the chapter now. It's June, it's March, it's December. You see, there are so many days now that are there. The moment they come again, I'm telling you, when in 2020, because we are seeing, we will come back. Indeed, we'll come back. It's just that we pray we come to the same point. When we say 2020, when we ask them in March, they'll say, no, we said June. When we say July, we said December. That's what they're going to be doing in this department. Another problem is, you are putting this 2020, do you have a budget, and that's what's sitting now, to roll out this thing until 2020. In a problem, you know the department, in a department, most of your programs, when we visited when we asked the regional director, the director there, he did not know things that happened. Where is he? No, don't hide yourself. I want to see your head. Oh, are you there? Thank you very much. So you did not know what is happening there. Did not know absolutely nothing is happening. You know what I did, regional director? I had to ask the others from other provinces to say, do you know when the department is there? So they said, most of them said, no. No, we don't know. We see the department just bringing projects. They come flowing to them. They just come flowing. We saw it together. See, that corner, I don't see that. When you have a phone to control it, no one is going to monitor. Only one department is going to, the nation is going to depart. This one won't be knowing what is happening. We are going to put in flux of your own company. This one won't be saying anything. Then it becomes a problem. It becomes a real problem. Well, but see, now when we come to a province, we want a provincial director to tell us. We want a provincial director to tell us what is it, 1, 2, 3, 4. Then if we are not satisfied, we then ask the national, can you come in here? But it's the vice versa. The national will be doing the talking, the provincial director does not know anything, absolutely nothing. Where do you put this? Because see, now our belief, as all political parties, is that things have to be done at the local, municipalities, the province. National, you just monitor. But those where the actual service delivery is supposed to be happening, they don't know anything. The municipality asked the director. The director does not know. Does not even know who's supposed to. Even if it's about the little and other companies. These companies take them for a week. It's a problem. Well, I have a very, very, very problem. This, and where are these devolution of powers? I mean, the last one was in the director must have power over each jurisdiction. Understand? So it goes up on, across there. But now it's just a, it's a mess up. The actual put in to DDG is saying they build these toilets, but they are not flushing. You have built the toilet, that they are not flushing. But when you were handing over the, you were talking, consulting with the committees, what did you say? We are going to build toilet, flushing toilet. Now this is Kubega, Siasugarana. With our big mouth, we go to the plenar. The department is going to be building flushing toilets, 1,000 flushing toilets, Siakumala. At the end of the day, they don't flush. They don't flush those toilets. What's the purpose of building them? What's the purpose of building something? I mean, I'm very happy about Mbaba when we came to Makwa. It's Makwa in the Philippines. Makwa. Where we found this, the toilet, but still I can find a bulk pipe. That was testing. But no. But you are supposed to be department. Neither you are technically advantaged. When you see the problem may be here, that's where the problem might be. Then you come to where to the actual maybe building of those toilets when there's that problem. Neither you start by this. And when they were showing us about toilets, all the toilets were, hey, there's no way, there's a problem. There's a problem. With the crocodile, it's very problematic because it's not built the bulk what system that will take this thing. It can't be. When the cat sees the meat, it will always eat. But when you have built a toilet inside, and then you have put the fire, the flashing whatever to it or something else, these people will be tempted to use those things. Will be definitely tempted. Then now this thing spills over to what? To the roads. It spills to the roads because you did not put the pipe system to take this thing to where it's supposed to go. But like I mean, we have a problem here that department is easy. I love under that. Remember, these people did not have toilet capacity. If they can, we can start with bulk, we finish the bulk, very previously, they won't be complaining because they will not have a toilet. So you finish the bulk, you don't start with toilets. You don't start with toilets. Then after finishing the bulk, then you build the toilet. Neither you started with the toilets, and then you came with the bulk. And people saw this as an alternative, and then it's a mess up. Let's go for it. I think I should sit here. On this ministerial interaction session, I think we have spoken about this thing, the interministerial session. But to me, it's very quiet. It's very, very quiet. That way, or maybe it's a still proposal. You know, when you speak, when you speak as a, you are manager of DDG, you are a manager for a long time. You are a manager for a long time. When you speak, when are you going to do this thing? Give us an aid. I have to do our awareness, commit awareness. We have decided we start by this day, and we don't just speak generally. Once you speak generally, you it's just a rhetoric. On the 10th of November, we have been to exhibition. Luckily, we have been there. That means I saw that exhibition, I saw you, Dusan, I did see you there. Yes, I saw some of you there. In that exhibition, I saw products that can end this problem within a year. Within a year. The school problem there, they have the way of dealing with the school problems. They have the way of dealing with the challenges that we're having. And it's cost effective. It's cost effective. I'm wondering why do you go to overseas? I understand you've been to Netherlands. But you went there. Was it a chance at all? When you went to Netherlands. We were in the Netherlands when we go to there. On our study tour. It's very, very strong. But we went to Netherlands towards our end of the term. It was, I think, late last year. June this year. Great. In Lebanon, GM, they are doing exactly that what we mean. They don't have big mega structures of people. You like big mega structures. So if we hear them, why do you want big mega structures? What are my consultation, I'm 12%. In 12%, if not taller than that. Very good engineers will always say, all the government engineers will mess up with you. Well, every time they want money with this consultation. So, Netherlands, when we go there, the slash, there's nothing that is wasted in Netherlands. Nothing, make no mistake, nothing is wasted. In fact, they are creating more jobs and opportunities for every person. I wouldn't want to get it. Nothing is wasted. From the when water goes to the source, it's very, very clean. You can even see a fish running there from the water waste, the waste water treatment well. The sludge is used for energy. It's used for my fertilizer. It's used for many other products. They are still getting. In fact, they say they are running short of sludge. I so wish if there was a big pipe from South Africa, I would take it right from South Africa to Netherlands.
Yeah.
You see? They want those things for the flash to make the product. See, who is the first advisor? Mm-hmm. I've been saying, I'm going to go to the husband seriously. You know, our life will not go beyond 50 just because of what? Just water. Just water. And because of sanitation. These are two different. The first one, we cannot leave. Second, I wanted just to read these people. To ensure that now they must dance to the music of good. Don't only talk about water is life, sanitation is dignity, but you do nothing. It's useless. Even that thing becomes useless. Make sure that you do something to uplift the level of the even your level.
Just to carry on from where you left on, I don't know, the deadline is on March 2019, but it seems like it's a moving target every year, and I don't know when will the department give us a specific date, if this date will be done with the capital expansion program, because it's been coming for ages. Another thing is, Chairperson, on the talk of basic sanitation facility which is socially acceptable. Now I don't know if these structures that the department built, the standalone structures, how are they socially acceptable. But the department keep on building these toilets, for instance, in Ubuntu, in Victoria West, where the single structures, and my problem is they say they only eradicate the bucket in informal structure. So now why would it want to go and build a structure that is standing alone structure? Because at the end of the day, in terms of your human settlement where the dignity of our people, it will become a problem again where the toilet structure is outside, I don't know how many meters from the house, and then the elderly have to walk at night to go and use the toilet, which is standing far from the house in terms of what is the planning with your human settlement in building one structure where the toilet is within the house. Now you go and build structures that is 20 meters away from the house, it becomes a problem again. Because here on page 7 they said this is an acceptable structure, that standalone structure outside on in terms of the SABS, how it's supposed to be built now. I've got a problem with that in terms of when the structure has been built there alone, and is it part of the department to go and build these structures that stands alone there, or is it just to eradicate those buckets in formal houses? I'll stand there for now. Thank you.
I think the absence of further questions or comments there. Sorry.
No, that's what I'm a bit disappointed about the present
situation. One chair in terms of a lot of force. Look at slide 4 and slide 25 and 26 and the first one. You also look at in the manner in which they present this program. This program are unmeasurable. So it becomes very difficult for you to measure. That's true. If a person wanted to do something now, how do you measure him going forward? Because you must be able to say, if this person is wanting to do this thing today, how is more you will be. That's how you must be able to measure. So that is the second flaw that I see in this program. And then the other thing that I've notified is that what they are narrating here, it seems as if the government are not supporting the recession as well as the people who are actually giving out programs that are open assistance. So this is the problem. The flow number 2 that I've seen. Because what is in this report tells you about the thing that is the department money. You talk of programs that are having a lot of money, that are eating the department a lot of money, and that are not open assistance in nature. So in the natural chair, this program it was done for all kinds of purposes. It is not a real program. So we need to get say to the department, must go back and do a program that is not on kind, but a program that is open here in a sense. This is what I've noticed. So there are a lot of scrambles in the same program. It tells you that the manner in which it was designed, it was for compliance. So that they bring it to the committee so that the committee could take it. So to me, I don't see anything that can fit into this program. Thank you, sir.
Okay, let's entertain those few questions or comments.
Thank you, Chair. I'm going to share the responses with my colleagues, Kodwane and Andrew. I'm going to take a few questions. I think the issue of the programming, the measuring of the progress, as well as the milestones, none of the other, they are interlinked. The honorable member is very right that the program is not measurable. I think we have presented a situation where we have indicated the construction company has just been given the task, and we indicated that we are currently busy with scoping and reevaluating the design that we inherited from the previous team that we're doing particular application. Construction programs that have been given to the members is a very generic program, and I indicated that it does not even take into consideration the fact that we are looking at a three-ship scenario, and we cannot factor in the three-ship scenario before you discuss with organized labor and get buy-in from those communities. Furthermore, we are unable at the moment to even develop your detailed plan chart with the construction work program because we have not finished with the design. If you are going to come out with a detailed construction work program, you can only do it once you have your bill of quantity as well as your design. And we indicated that we are not at that stage where we can come up with. But we managed to get this into the level where we are saying that generically, because as project managers, we are trained to know that how much does it take to excavate, how many kilometers. And what we are giving to you is that generic one. And when we were presenting, we indicated that we want to go to that level. I have also indicated it to my team that at some stage before end of the month, I would like us to have Gantt charts for each and every project. It is, you can only measure a construction problem by getting that Gantt chart, which has not been developed, and we are working towards that. We don't have all the information that we need to factor into the Gantt chart, but we are indeed going there. And once we have that Gantt chart, we will also indicate the risk. We will also indicate areas that may hinder our progress. And I wanted to highlight it clearly here in the fact that our biggest challenge is that we've got a very good technically sound construction company in the department. The challenge is our procurement. The challenge is our procurement. So I think that's going to be our major hindrance, and we are working at unlocking that one. And again, what we're saying to the acting DGS is that even if he can give us all the things that are with the committees now, because remember committees also, we did not have procurement policy committees until last week. They only started functioning last week. And even if they start functioning, even if you are building your house, this time construction manufacturers, manufacturers of building material are also, they tell you that you will get your order next year. So that's what we are grappling with now. And I indicated that it's a challenge because they have closed. And you can't ask them to say, don't close the company because you want to. So those are the challenges. Hence, you saw those 2019 up to December 10th. But we are working on it. It is my first year that I'm going to be involved in this project. And I can put my head on the block that what we will, especially because we have got control of all the players. We've got construction here with us now. We are not relying on external people. So if we fail, we would have failed ourselves. But we can give you the contract in a month's time. Thank you.
Thank you. Andrei Sandoval from the department. First, if I can just quickly touch on the socially acceptable issue as well as the outside first structure. Let me start by addressing the issue, Chair, of socially acceptable. Socially acceptable refers to a toilet service or facility that meets dignity principle. So if I use a toilet, do I feel comfortable in using that? Does my culture allow me to use a particular toilet? I'm sure you're familiar with what we call a bidet. You see that in some of the hotel rooms, there's a toilet there that's called a bidet. That's for specific cultures that use a toilet of that nature. So we need to provide a service for a toilet that also talks to the social acceptability of using a particular form of choice. So that's what we want to make sure that the facility that we provide meets that particular social acceptability. With regards to the choice strategy that is outside, honorable members will know that the task of the project was to go and look at areas that were proclaimed or formalized at a particular point in time. So you will find people already residing in a house, but when the house was bought, there were no service providers. Hence, people have built their own makeshift structure and started using that bucket toilet. Now, to go and retrofit the toilet inside the house, we're actually now tampering on the structural stability of the actual house. It would break and add on to the house. So, on taking that risk, or to limit that risk, the only or the better solution that we have is to then go and provide a separate standalone toilet structure. However, in the Northern Cape, we have two or three projects where we have attempted for the very elderly. I think we have targeted a couple of elderly exceeding the age of 80 years. We would actually try to build the toilet attached to the house where it was practically possible. But all these houses have already been built, and without taking the risk of actually demolishing some of the walls and adding the house, that's why we do the separate standalone toilet next to the house or within the yard of the game.
Did I get what you want? Was the first question.
It has been mentioned that the Croatian heads are not being involved in the project. And as a start of the project, the two provinces already are involved now. We have had kickoff meetings where the provincial heads were actually the leaders of those kickoff meetings together with the municipality. And in those meetings, we realized that there's a disbelief between the municipality in the form of how BWS has done well before. So we try to work hand in glove with the municipality and the heads as well, meaning that the heads are actually our leaders in terms of what's required and what needs to happen. So we are addressing that issue, and we are also massaging that relationship that has happened previously. And then what informs the current 2020 and the March, we have sent a team to the provinces, and we have our surveyors who are there trying to verify the scope of work and in relation to the current drawings that we have. That's what informs the current program. But the program is not yet to a full detail, and we still need the input of the municipality, because they are of the opinion that previously they were not aware of what was happening.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. My name is Nakatuma Rosu from Bumata. We have been requested to introduce ourselves with our chief. Well, for the lack of platform, because I think I should be saying this when we are planning together with the department. However, because we are now discussing it, I think this is my duty to also improve on this discussion. The minister went to the province, he came to the state, and invited us to perform a technical team. We discussed things to place and options and recommendations were sent to the department by the provincial head. Having heard what Mezan they think, I'm quickly thinking if there's going to be already a problem on procurement processes. Inasmuch as the department has opted to use the construction unit, which I'm really not against, can we look at maybe a mixture of a service delivery model where we are saying, let's use both the construction unit together with the service provider, who will facilitate the issue that we are already foreseeing as a problem, which is procurement. Because we can have a construction unit ready, but if the procurement is always going to be seen as a problem, I don't think we'll meet our target date. So I'm just saying, maybe from the size of that technical team that was formed by through the instruction of the minister, there were options. And can we look, maybe go back and look at using a better service delivery model of maybe a mixture of two. While you are using the unit, let's also look at maybe one or two service providers who will facilitate this procurement of material or anything. I don't know. Thank you.
Chair, my name is the chair of water. Chair, I need to first say that at times I get confused what is my role or what is our role in this meeting. For simple reason that as the floor has been created, at one stage the minister came and made us converge in one place and call all the stakeholders to develop a program of action on how best to actually deal with this problem of budget allocation. And the team that was constituted by different stakeholders met and produced a program, which I think, and we are seeing that from our project, that it's not in line with what we are seeing, how the department is actually pursuing. That's the first one. And the second one also is that I'm not sure about the capacity of the construction unit, but the fear that I had with some of the members or some of the people that have been part of it, the very people that are going to run that construction unit, has been an issue of not adhering to timelines. So as of this data sitting here, I'm asking myself, because the problem that we have is that as the principal has said, honorable principal has said, is that you have a situation where people would obviously come from Pretoria, they land in the province, they do what they do, and leave, and you are left in the province. Because we now have to have answer to some of the things that are going to happen, and I can tell you where I'm sitting, that some of the problems that are going to come up of the very same problem that I'm half part of, if not obviously not part, is that some of the problems will come to us as the leaders in the society, and they come to you to say, but you are responsible in this sector, what is actually happening? And it's so embarrassing, Chair, that you say, I don't know, when you are part of the family. So my problem that I'm here is that you have a situation where you take such a very complicated, difficult project from the private sector, you shift it to the public servant, because the construction unit is made of the unit that is in the department, without actually looking at the mirrors and the merits of how to migrate the project from private to public. And you don't even have a situation where you say, let me, for instance, just as an example, to say, people that have been involved in terms of design, let them come together, they can have a minimal role, but be able to assist, especially where designs have been done, engineering has been done, monitoring, and all those, so that you then reduce the time frame in terms of what the department construction needs has to do vis-a-vis what these people have done already. Because if, for instance, you have such designs and all that stuff, all my understanding where I'm seated is that you are supposed to say, fine, let's look at what is it that needs to be changed without actually starting the whole thing altogether. Because to me, it's like, okay, fine, we disregard or we take them because we have paid for them, but let's have our own people who should actually do it. And which one is going to be a waste of time and waste of resources? So, Chair, my only problem is that I'm watching and I'm thinking, what would be my role? Is it right that I come here to Parliament every time and I hear this, but I don't really understand exactly what we are getting at? So I'm very worried, Chair, and I need to raise this concern that tomorrow when we are seated here, we are called, because we will be called again, and we'll be seated here, and we'll be listening exactly to what is being said here. I mean, I have got experience for the past 8 years, and I know exactly what is happening in the department. So I'm seated here, I'm worried. But what do I do? I'm part of the family, but also by virtue of being responsible as portfolio committee members, you're also part of the family. But the issue here is that how do we then move forward? Because as I said, I'm not confident, because I'm not really sure. Besides that, there are also social issues that also need to be addressed. We both municipalities and the province. And I can say here with full confidence that I am sure this is going to take place and this will be successful. Already it's highlighted that the procurement might be a problem. But it's not going to be procurement. Even monitoring of projects. And I have raised this also with the minister about 3-4 months ago, to say, the minister, the time that we are taking, and obviously in our culture, December and January are this month, we are not going to do anything about it. Could you please expedite this? But obviously it did not happen that way. But CTFT, I'm a greater concern to say that I'm not really sure what is my role. Am I a passenger? Or should I stop coming? If I get invited, what is our role? If I'm here, what is that we have to do?
Are you done? You can switch off? You done with all the questions? Comments? You will have an outstanding question that was not answered.
Yeah. Just for clarity.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chairperson. Can the department just tell us how many parking toilets are available? Because I'm a bit confused in terms of toilet not flushing and the distinguishing the fact that in terms of how many parking toilets are out there in Free State and in Northern Cape? Yeah.
Okay.
So the last one question, I think,
of the companies in the Free State which have a contractual obligation that might have expired. And at least it was, I've seen one company that is in there that has to be page 56 or what, and so forth. I don't know which page was where. That's Mara 9. The Mara 9 is only there. My understanding, it looks like that contractual issue came to an end. But then no one entertained it, and then it keeps on bringing invoices to the department. They can explain that to me. And the second question was this demolition of structure. There are these toilets that are always there. They have been built before. And then when the department comes again to build the build next to the toilet, is it not possible to use the same structure to convert it? Is it a norm that when you come, just build, if you find two old structures, you can build the set instead of looking at one that might be used as an alternative? Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, the specific question that talks to whether or not you do have any of your sales providers that is providing service to your department currently being under investigation, that you continue to pay. Do you have any such?
Not what I'm aware of. Not what I'm aware of on the issue of the investigation. I'm not aware of any research. Okay, can I also then just address two questions? So what we have...
And I like that answer. It puts you in a safe position. By not saying no or yes. You respond. you probably as civil servant, you know, must have gone through a lot of experience yourself. When you say no, I did not say I know or I don't know. I said not that I'm aware of. It has come later to be in the knowledge. At the time, it was not in my knowledge.
I need to check. I can't be present much, but from my understanding and my knowledge, no.
Okay.
From my understanding or my knowledge, no. No one of our service providers have been investigated. From my knowledge, no.
Can you come to the specific one about Iran? Can you be specific?
I don't
know. We are not aware of any investigation on Baranani on Bakir. But Baranani is also aware of the parents on our behalf in Nandoli County. So I am not sure what they do.
Thank you. Just to answer the honourable member's question on the number of buckets that are outstanding, they were page 20. A breakdown of the outstanding work that needs to be done. So just to give you an impression, Jay, Pittsburgh is 1,169 buckets to be eradicated. Only but 218 of them are not yet flushed. And that is part of the outstanding work due to the issue of bulk services. If we get the bulk services completed, then these first will be activated to be completed. So in the Free State we are sitting with a total of 10,202, and in the Northern Cape we are sitting with 2019 toilets that still need to flush. Jay, the third question was around using old structures. In a good percentage of the project, if we go to one of the other slides with the indicating the cost breakdown, there are two categories of toilets that we attend to.
One, where we do a refurbishment of using the exact or the actual structure, the existing structure, provided that the structure is sound. And we refurbish it by replacing whatever's in there with new furniture, settings, a water tap, a door, etc. And then there's another category of toilets where we build a complete new structure because what is available is not suitable for refurbishment. So we do have those, and we try and use the existing structure as much as we can. However, there's also some of the projects. Areas where the toilet structure is a VIP structure. We can't remove the structure and everything below it. So the best option is to abandon it and to build with the new pipelines coming to service toilets with water and the sewer line with a brand new structure. But where we can, we try to use the existing structure provided by the staff. Thank you.
Let me be direct. Are there any irregularities in the appointment of Father?
Okay. Before you answer, I want to ask something about Solana. The week did ask a question about Solana's contract, whether it has come to an end or not. I think it was basically talking about the one in the state. With the one in the office, you said the parliament has been contracted by the family. Is the one that is the project that is on now or previous? Is the one in option?
The Auditor General has raised the appointment of the contractors for bucket eradication as irregular.
So indirectly we are answering and saying yes, there are irregularities in the board of the parliament.
Correct.
And what do you do about that?
Say, currently what I have done is to issue Varnani with a notice of intention to terminate our relationship for the completion of the work that they're doing in the Free State province. We have requested them to make presentation to the department as to why we should not terminate the relationship because it indicates the contract has expired. And we have made a submission considering all the elements that indicate as to why we should not consider. And ultimately, now we are at a point where we are now making a recommendation to the accounting officer to then terminate the relationship with our non-deficient.
Yesterday I was listening to the news, Mr. Khair. It was reported that somebody was reported stealing the ABC equipment. No, how it was reported? It was reported in the following manner. He said the suspect was caught stealing the equipment of ABC, and there are still going to be investigations. The suspect was caught stealing, but you are still to investigate.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you're saying.
You're saying
the AG has reported an irregular activity in the appointment, but you are still investigating.
Yeah.
other words, they were told that you were told rather that something is wrong by the government, so you must be investigated. Okay, we shall have to hear on that report. But they still continue to be paid. That was my original question.
Yes, sir.
How does it happen?
Today we have received the invoices that is indicated as invoices on hand. It is for work done. The regularity thereof is addressed by the department, but I think from their perspective it's work done. It's people employed, people that need to be paid, material bought and installed, that we're obliged to compensate them for that particular service. The irregularity is on the side of the department. And we have sought some legal advice on the matter, but we hope that the invoices presented will be the last for the department to their hands.
Okay, Mr. Boson. I did ask this question on site. About Paranada. How were they afforded? That was my basic question.
Thank you, Jay. Jay, it was just mentioned now that in a contractor's perspective, there must be paid. The question is in your perspective as a department. Must there be paid or not? Have you verified the work being done? How and by who?
Thank you, Chair. Yes, the three invoices that were submitted were verified by the Department of Quantity Surveyor, so we sent people there to actually confirm the quantity plan. It was found to be there in order, and it's just a matter of effecting the payment for work done. So it was verified by the Department of Quantity Surveyor.
Were they fairly, are they fairly and justifiably paid? Compared to your other experiences, were they not overpaid or double paid or triple paid for them?
Chair, I believe not. There was a further duty to prevent that. Page 9 of the presentation. This indicated the cost of the bucket eradication program today. Now, Chair, if you look, for example, let's use the example that you used, Pittsburgh. The total cost for toilet structure was an amount of 17,600,000. If we look at the number of toilets and the money spent, you'll see that we would have spent about 18,000 per toilet. We'll go to the next part of, as I've indicated earlier, Chair, on the refurbished toilets, there was about 500 toilets to be refurbished at a cost of 4.2 million, so we were spent on average 8,500 Now, if honourable members can go down to the total of the table, you see that on average, the department has spent 193,000, a total cost of $193 million. And we will have spent on average 30,988 per toilet. Now, Chair, if we go back to the cost guidelines that we indicated on page, I think it would be the previous page here, page 8 of the presentation, that the cost guideline that the department has provided is anything from about 11,500 to a maximum of 15,000 per toilet. Now, the 11,500K is what we currently pay for a double first VIP toilet, the dry sanitation toilet with two waste chambers underneath the toilet slab. That's what we currently pay. So if you look at the average cost of 13,988, you see that the contractor is within the range of the maximum guideline that the department has provided for renting this particular slab. That includes the toilet structure. It includes the furniture, the fittings, a wash basin, the tap, and the plumbing that goes with the new toilet structure. And that is what rendered at an average cost of 13,988. So, Chair, I would not as much to say that I don't think that they would have been compensated, overly compensated for what they have done. I think it's market related. We had the POQs tested by our project manager, and the response that we got is that it's actually relatively fair. Some projects we have, to an extent, underpaid for the service rendered, but it's market related. It's within the ballpark that the department has provided, so yeah, I think that it's justifiable that we pay them for the service. I think the same thing applies for water and sewer services. I think the explanation is there as well. Thank you.
Nothing else but the truth. So that's fine. That's just that we do our work. Members, if there is anything else on the subject matter, this is clearly a report on work in progress by the department. The department is too adamant about the use of words and abuse of courtesy, not with any insinuation that the target for Marshall next year is still set to conclude on the project, if I'm hearing as well. If that is still the case, it could also then mean that we shall have to have these two vertical reports. Time so that we keep up with the progress or lack thereof. Members are fine with all of that.
I don't know. I've seen on page 25 and page 26. There are other things proposed project completion. I don't know what it is. It is not the same budget. Except that was goes down the pole has been taken the other way of the compass. There is that March 2019, which is approved and known by the pleasure. But there is this 2019. I don't know whether this one is known by anyone except us yet. If I can just give one minute explanation. Page 26, page and page 25. Or they get all those are specific.
Okay, thanks. Okay, let's just turn to page 4 for a second.
Page 4.
Page 4. Okay, correctly, as a member has indicated, that the project completion date has moved on several occasions. Partly because of the level of planning that was done at the inception of the project. Secondly, in the absence of a feasibility study to say exactly what is required in which project. That's why you'll find in some of the projects, whether it was done by the water board or whether it was done by the department, that the extent of the services required was not fully available at the inception of the project. Now you get to a project. And perhaps I should indicate, Chair, that the assumption was when we started this project because it's in formal area. Now, a formalized area would have certain level of services already available, with the exception of some of the bulk services. And in this case, we're not talking bulk services, wastewater treatment work, water purification work. We're talking pump stations, household sewer. And those bulk services can only be determined once the actual network of water and sewer is designed by the engineer. How will the effluent be discharged to the wastewater treatment work? How big should the outfall sewer line that collects ultimately everything from everybody's house be to discharge it to the wastewater treatment work? That can only be determined once the design is done. Now, in the department business unit, bulk services is done through the regional bulk infrastructure program, and the water services infrastructure is has a different purpose. So the two are not necessarily married or talking to each other in the execution of this project. But
But nonetheless, Jay, when we then, there was a period in the lifespan of this project where the project has actually run out of money. Notwithstanding the fact that some of the rollovers that we've applied was never granted, some of the funding bits that we did for additional funds was not approved by Treasury. But at some point in the last couple of months, I think about 8 months or so ago, Treasury was indicating to say, to assist you in completing the process, we will then assist you a diligent indicator with ring-fencing some of the funding to assist you in completing the process. And that is what you see on page 4. We've already had some discussions, Jay, and honorable members of the National Treasury, to indicate some of the issues and some of the challenges that, that we're having, and are quite aware that perhaps the March 2019 deadline won't be met. And as diligent indicator, for the level of detail at which we are now, we have presented to the committee proposed project dates based on the level of information that we currently have. And we have indicated that we'll give you exact deadline for completion date when we develop our Gantt charts with all the activities as to what will be done by way with the time frame for these projects. But give us just some of the time frames that we've indicated to say that where we are now, given the situation, given the state of play that we have, this is realistic time frame that we are proposing to the committee for completing the bulk infrastructure. We have the 12,221 toilets flushing by the end of next year.
At best, what we can say about comments by Blue Water? That you must find each other. You are one family. Blue Water is part of your entity. They are established by your department. They perform work assigned to them by your department. Yes, they also do accounting so far as your money goes, legislation to parliament, allocation and appropriation has to be extended, necessarily therefore they are also held accountable by the parliament. So you have a responsibility of having to talk one language among yourselves. The solution must be found. We are dealing with an issue that has been there for a very long time. Proposed shifting from one to another year since 2006. So that's what we are dealing with. So accordingly, therefore, having been called to be here, again, the aim, I repeat, it is to see as to how best we can collaborate between your provinces, your water board, then also the department itself. It also must occur in our minds that, again, the intention is to see that as we are, and we have thought, I would imagine, I speak on behalf of all of us here, that by now we should have been able to achieve what shall I say, target in terms of achieving your own goals, the realization of targets. Further above, I repeat, we have set a target. We have set a target of doing away with the target eradication by March, and then we kept insisting that put a date for June instead of March. If you remember very well. And we insisted in June in March of that year. And guess what? March 20 came gone. We have another deadline. where we are attacked, whether we shall be achieving those new targets by now. Initially, with the help of National Treasury, we did say that with the budget allocated March 2019, before we even close our meeting, we are now December 2019. Whether we shall be ender. The whole idea from where we are seated, we were thought that as we end our term, at least we shall be able to say firmly that we managed to push the department to achieve one of his own targets. Now the main issue here, Deputy Minister, is that when you talk, again, when you talk this out to the department in your slogan, sanitation activities, you would have thought that you move with the necessary speed required to make sure that that target indeed, or rather that slogan, dignity, is achieved within, you know, a speed required. Is that because you are attaching urgency and importance to these people? The unfortunate part, I repeat this again, is that it is only the African people who are suffering through such. That's the unfortunate part. One would have thought in that context, therefore, that in order for us to be able to say we are now done with this, it is history. It is in the context of bringing a better life to our people. That's the context. That's what all of us here, we pride ourselves to be. We are collectively bound by bringing a better life to our people as soon as we can, possibly can. Unfortunately, we don't have the necessary skills and means of acting. Precisely because of our role, yourselves as a department, administration or administering rather, the work of the executive, it is expected of you to move with that necessary speed. This is what we've been saying, this is what we are saying, this is what we shall continue to say. We are provided with such a responsibility by our constitution. So that's where we are. The last comment, Mr. Minister?
I think I should be saying one comment on one item that was said by the chairperson of GO. See, sometimes they feel why they are here. They ask themselves, why are they here? I wanted to recommend, if previously when we started in 2014, you will see a department coming here to speak about you, without you, and that slogan saying nothing about us without us. And sometimes when we will do oversight business, after the department has presented their cause, their cases, we will find something contrary to what the department has said. Hence, we even requested that they said, no. With even the issue of annual, what is annual, whatever, they must come here, the water port must come here. You will remember that annual port, the water port will not come here. entities were not coming here. The department was doing that on your behalf. When we ask questions, there will be blame shifting the blame to you. And you're not there to ask for yourself. When we are here, they cannot talk anyhow. No. Number two, it should be, Chairperson, if we recommend next time, that after the department has presented, or they should start presenting when you speak about their problem. When they will speak about where in your area of jurisdiction, the water board and or the regional director, they must speak, yes, to say, no, this is what we've seen when we were monitoring. And this is what we think should be done. We have made a good point, which I like very much. That we are sending the construction unit, it comes to you, fine, to come and work. But if you have been implementing the design of that particular thing, and they come and implement without even interacting with you, did you not sit down as the entire family, you are a family. You must come and sit down. You cannot come to my constituents without going to the constituents office. Come there, talk to me. Find the problems that my constituents are having. Then you can go in there, then you can get others, and then you try to solve those that I've already indicated to you. So if you go as a construction leader, just indicated, Chairperson, you sit down with the director, you collectively speak about the problem. Then you can go and attack that particular problem. It will be easily attacked. For you being here, it will be, Chairperson, they must also be given, I recommend that maybe you want to form it, they must be given a chance. Can you say something about the presentation that they have said? Is it what they are saying true? Because, see, you are not always there. We work through you. You understand? We work through you. And in the department, they are not always not on the ground. You work through these water boards, these directors. So the municipality, the people on the ground, this is the problem. When they are not even in the picture. People are in the picture, these water boards, are these water, are these regional directors, are the people in the municipality. And we work with the municipality. So then we want everyone to take part. So if there's a problem, there and they say, no, we don't know how this is. Gone is the day when people were intimidating you. We know that you have been intimidating. Then talk will get you. Yeah, talk. When they get you, we get them, we filter them. The time has come, has changed now. This is a new dawn. Maybe if you don't know, DAWN, dawn. We are changing. We want to change this department. You see, thank you very much.
I listened to your presentation, and I think the comment given by the chairperson also resonates with my friend. At the moment, we have this mushroom of protest, the issue of water and sanitation. That become part of this problem that is not complaining about. And I'm happy that the issue of questioning this company has come into this community, because what you get certain type of protesters would be that, in fact, municipalities will be blamed as a protester. That the mayor in Senegal, people had problems with this company. And now you have appointed this company now again in feedback. So the burden of problems created by this department are carried by us on the ground. And there's no opportunity at all where the national department, I'm not thinking, I don't want to put a burden on the provincial, the regional, Because sometimes when I interact with you, one question, I answer some issues. No, sometimes I pity him. Every time I want to get answers from high up there, and it's something that you always learn to get and never get an opportunity to have such a meeting. The issue then is what then becomes our role in the problem? I hear the presentation that this pro-construction company of government is the first time that I hear of that. Whether it does it provide answers to issues that have been raised on the ground is something that still has to be tested because we don't know. There's never been any interaction with us to check what really is the problem that people are encountering on the ground in relation to the services provided by this company, because they operated there before they account there. And whenever we have issues, we don't know where to get them because we don't know the account to Victoria. So I think the issue of also intergovernmental relations also plays a role. That was a challenge where that has to be clearly defined to ensure that as provinces, we also are taking on board on many issues, especially that relates to service delivery in the provinces. It is where service providers institutions like Dumos are taking as implementing it, and it's easier that wherever you have problems, you directly link up with them and try to pressurize them to deal with issues. But if it's something that you don't know where it comes from, it becomes difficult. You'll have to carry the burden over and over. So it's that type of a situation that we are having, Chairperson. As the provincial government, that is to directly account with the issues of service delivery on the ground. Thank you.
Thanks for that, Ms. And once again, thanks for the input. It is work in progress for us as members of parliament in dealing with those appointed service providers. It is work in progress for us. The issues we are raising are quite pertinent and general. And again, the point I was raising earlier on is that find each other with the department. The main aim, among others, also for having convinced you to come here, was also to provide as a platform, also interacting with the department in a collaborative manner. You are spot on. It is an experience also elsewhere that when you are going to have a national department, not only this one, deciding on any specific program in a locality, always it becomes a problem. And again, point raised by Mr. Ngun talks to that very issue, nothing about us without us. So that collaboration has to be about direction so that we don't have continual problems on the ground. So it becomes important therefore to the Minister that as MEC is here, there is such a direction. So that platform is here. So we thought we would also invite your HOT, we did get an apology, though it is not in writing. Not accept such an approach to the result. himself, that's fine. He is in your office or in the duty of the council. Okay, as I said earlier on, I never even realized that the time is almost 4 o'clock. I guess it has to do also with the fact that we started at 11 o'clock. Typically, we normally start at 9:30 thereabouts, give or take by 12:01 at most. We are a little bit off. Let me thank all of us that have been able to make it here. The attention, the respect that we always give to each other. And again, as I said, treat this as work in progress. There will be a set deadline. We are going to interact with the department from time to time for us to be able to get a sense as to where things are and to find this whole progress. And last, in the light of all of that, therefore, shall have to adjust. Thank you, Dr. Thank you.
No, it's okay.